The best in Sega vocal tracks. This is the voice of Sega with Dr. Scott Nick.
Hello everyone and welcome to the voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. Hang on a minute, I've just got deja vu there. If you're listening on the podcast, then you wouldn't know that we had another problem of the week, where I currently have a special guest who I will introduce in a minute, but I introduced him. He started talking, and it didn't go into the show. He was silent, so it just seemed like I was talking to myself. So I seemed mad, even though I am mad. Aren't I, Scott? Yeah, okay, Scott. What? But yeah, that happened. But thankfully, everything is dealt with now. You can hear me. Hopefully you can hear my very dear friend, Nalbus, who is the co-host
Hello.
Of today.
Hi, I'm the guest, and hopefully you can hear me right now. Scott's silent right now, so I can talk. And maybe you can hear me, which is good, thanks. Okay.
Apparently you're very quiet, so I'm going to have to turn you off a little bit, but we're getting there, everyone,
right.
We're getting there.
Problem of the week 2.0, I'm too quiet. I'll keep talking just to fill it in. Anyway, so what's happening this week, Scott? What do you think's happening this week now that you've had some time to think?
Well, if you happen to hear him at all, today we'll be having a chat about the new Star Wars movie that's coming out. We had a little bit of a chat about this the other week, but due to other problems happening, we didn't really get to talk about it that much. But today it's going to be an all-out what's the word I'm looking for?
All-out romp. That's
my
favourite word.
Sure. On the Star Wars The Force Awakens and what we're expecting and what happens if it turns out to be utter rubbish.
God, don't ask me for expectations. I don't want to talk about expectations. I just want to sing it, okay?
Okay.
We'll talk about other stuff. Come on now. I don't want to get too excited.
Well, you already are too excited.
Yeah, but I don't want to get more excited. Come on now.
True. Is there any way you could turn up your microphone a little bit?
I could probably do that. There's a chance I could do that. I don't know.
That would be much appreciated if you could.
That's as high as I can put it, so yeah, there you go.
Okay, speak again?
I'm speaking again.
Holy moly, you're very loud now. Okay, I don't know what just happened there.
You're the best radio DJ.
This show is a mess.
It is an absolute mess. Yeah, Roadship actually, that's the movie we're all excited for though. I mean, come on, it's coming out in 4 days, can't wait to see Alvin and the Chipmunks the Roadship.
Oh god, no. I only found out about that movie like a week ago.
Oh, I knew about it for a while. I knew that it was going to be competing, and they actually made like a poster for it as well. Like a Star Wars parody poster for Alvin and the Chipmunks, and it was just like, come on now. You're taking this way too seriously. You're not going to be able to compete with them. But they're doing it anyway, and I'm rooting for them. But I've never seen the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie, so...
You've never seen that. I've seen the first two. The first one was really good. The second one was... It was enjoyable. It was enjoyable.
I saw the trailer for it. It looked bad. It looked really, really bad. Like, the first one I saw the trailer for ages ago. And I remember thinking, like... This just looks like that shitty Smurfs movie. Can I swear on the show, by the way? Sorry.
Well, I don't usually swear on the show.
Well, there you go. We're just pushing the limits there.
Indeed.
Oh, God.
This is what Nalbus does. He brings shows to new heights. Every host should have Nalbus as a co-host.
Yes. Get the raunchiness on the show. Just bring it on. Come on, now. Anyway.
Indeed. It'd be very awkward for you because you have no idea who they are. And they have idea who you are. They're like, who's this Aussie? And then they'll be talking about Sega games, and you'll be like, yeah.
What's a Sega game? Is it the Mario guy?
If you would have tuned into last time Nalbus was here, we did a Sega quiz where he got 4 out of 10 correct.
I think I got 5 out of 10. No, I got 5 out of 15.
5 out of 15.
I knew a quarter of No, a third. Sorry. A third of Sega. So I was like a third of a Sega fan. And everyone was having a big crack up about that. It was great. But I think this week I'm going to get the comeback. I think later in this episode, later in this show, we're going to be doing a Star Wars quiz for Scott to see how much he knows about the galaxy far, far away.
To be honest, I've been watching quite a lot of Star Wars recently. I've been getting really into it again. I've been watching some Clone Wars, which... it's alright. I've been watching Star Wars Rebels, which is a really good show. I recommend that.
Yeah, I haven't got around to watching that, surprisingly enough. I need to get around to it. I think I need to buy the Blu-rays for it to actually get into it.
Or you could just watch it online, or what?
No, I want to buy the actual Blu-rays and not be an illegal criminal. Come on, now.
Oh, yeah,
let's not be criminals here. Unless we're watching, like, Fantastic Four, then we'll be criminals.
Speaking of Fantastic Four... Good segue. Me and Nalbus soon are going to be having our own... Oh, this is a little insider for you all. We're going to be starting a YouTube series where we'll be commentating over movies. Some bad, some terrible, and some mediocre.
All of them just not good at all.
Our current lineup at the moment is the Fant Four Stick.
Yes.
Thomas and the Magic Railroad.
Oh, yes. I forgot that one.
What were the other ones again? I forgot already.
I think, were we going to do the Star Wars Holiday Special?
The Star Wars Holiday Special?
I think we're going to do that.
Maybe Avatar The Last Airbender?
Maybe that one. I've seen that once and I didn't like it at all. Like, I don't want to watch that again, but if we have to, sure.
But if any of you have any movies you'd like us to commentate over, either mediocre, bad or terrible, be sure to leave it in the chat room.
Good is not an option, guys. If you choose a good movie, you're out of here. Just get out of here, man. Just screw off, man.
Indeed, man. Like, man. What even?
Oh, come on, now. Yeah, so I can't wait to do those. I don't know when we're going to do them, but we should do them soon, I reckon.
Hopefully sometime during this week we'll be doing them.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Gum says Birdie Mike or Bird... How do you pronounce this?
Birdemic? Birdemic.
Oh, Birdemic, yes.
Oh, man, okay. I was told about this movie by our friend Luke. Scott knows what I'm talking about. He's really into movies. I think I was told about this by Luke. He's like, oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. It's like one of those movies that is almost unwatchable. But it's to the point where it's like, well, it's kind of stupidly, unintentionally funny. So we might watch that. But it's might got be a bit too
IMDb
bad.
Rating of 1.8 out of 10.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. Oh my god, yes. This looks beautiful, this does. Thank you very much, Gum. Thank you very much. Or if you're listening on the podcast and you'd like to, if you have a bad movie you'd like us to commentate over, be sure to send me a message on Twitter at Dr. Skotnik or at Voice of Sega. And we'll be sure to consider it. We're losing our sanity by the end of this, I swear.
Yep, we will. It's gonna be crazy. But we're gonna do it anyway, we don't care.
Indeed, because we love movies and we love making fun of them. Or enjoying them. But, with that being said, we're gonna go into some more music. If you tune into the podcast, if you tuned into the show earlier, before we had to restart it, some of these tracks may seem a bit familiar. So I apologise for the recycling of the tracks, but I've run out of music to play in this playlist already for an hour. So, coming up next is more Jet Set Radio. It's The Concept of Love. Enjoy.
Some ass. some things that didn't happen. But are they here to help me, or will they hold me back from defeating the Eggman and stop him in his tracks? Running through this planet, I just don't understand it. So many different colors of things that didn't happen. But are they here to help me, or will they hold me back from defeating the Eggman and stop him in his tracks?
I never thought that these friends I see would end up being a big part of me. But these friends forever, if we work together, we can do anything if we believe.
No matter how hard it gets, I will never lose this fight. I'm fighting for all my friends, and I know that we will rise together if we believe, and our powers combine.
Understand it. So many different colors of things that didn't happen. But are they here to help me, or will they hold me back from defeating the Eggman and stop him in his tracks? Running through this planet, I just don't understand it. So many different colors of things that didn't happen. But are they here to help me, or will they hold me back from defeating the Eggman and stop him in his tracks?
I never knew that we'd make such a team with Spikes. I know I'll achieve anything I see. It's not too far for me, cause everything I do is all for you to reach your dreams. Our friendship is not to ignore, helping me reach new heights, new sights and more. Friends forever, I know, together we'll show that Eggman and his badness will not take our home.
No matter how hard it gets, I will never lose this fight. I'm fighting for all my friends, and I know that we will rise together if we believe. And our powers combined, we will win, we will win.
Running through this planet, I just don't understand it. So many different colors of things that didn't happen. But are they here to help me, or will they hold me back from defeating the Eggman and stop him in his tracks? Running through this planet, I just don't understand it. So many different colors of things that didn't happen. But are they here to help me, or will they hold me back from defeating the Eggman and stop him in his tracks?
And welcome back to The Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was The Concept of Love from Jet Set Radio Future. Then after that we had Mystery Planet from Smooth for Life. I am here with my dear friend Nalbus. Hello Nalbus.
Hey, how you going, Scott?
I'm going pretty well. How are you going?
I'm going pretty good. What's happening in Sega news? Anything interesting?
I'm glad you asked, because it's time for that time of week again. That made sense.
Oh, good old Sega news.
The good old Sega news.
Yes. The classic Sega news. Oh man, I'm excited. Pull it up. Pull up the website.
Here we go. So, in Sega news this week, Sega unveils Yakuza 6 and new Yakuza Kiwami PVs during anniversary event.
That sounds so interesting. I'm so excited for that thing that's happening.
I know, right? So, a new Yakuza game. Yay. I've played one of the games.
Wait, what's that? Wait, hold on. Yeah, what's that? Explain.
Okay, Yakuza is a, how do I explain it? Hang on. I should probably, search this into Google and see the description of the game.
just read out a big description of the game for me. You guys probably all know, but I want to know what the game is. Just for me. For my pleasure.
Oh my.
Well, okay. That kind of pleasure.
Yakuza, known in Japan as Ryuga Gotogu, is an action-adventure video game franchise created, owned, and published by Sega.
Is that all? Okay, that sounds really fun. Okay. I thought we were going to go really in-depth there, but no, that's fine. No, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It's Wikipedia, it's not going to go that in-depth.
Oh god, yeah. Anyway, yeah. So are you excited for this new game that's coming, apparently?
Not particularly.
Okay, neither am I.
I played one Yakuza game, which was Yakuza Dead Souls for the PlayStation 3, which is a zombie spin-off game, it was a lot of fun, but I haven't actually played a main series game at all.
Okay, I've not even heard of it, so you're doing better than me.
It's a very Japanese game. It's like very serious at points, but then other times it's completely bonkers.
Okay, great. I love Japanese culture and how weird they get, so, you know, I could get...
in the zombie shooting game, you're the Yakuza, the Japanese mafia, and so you're fighting zombies, and then you can go into a karaoke booth and just start singing some random songs, which is great.
Oh, okay. As you do. That sounds gross.
So, and also they're releasing some Yakuza action figures, so hooray okay. for that. Yay for you collectors.
Get your hands on those. There you go.
In other Sega news, Sega has invested millions of dollars into a mobile publisher, Go Game.
And that's it?
That's it.
Go Game, what can we... Well, I guess that means more mobile games?
Indeed.
Potentially? Yeah, okay. Well, that's good, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Cool.
The
best news.
Sega news. If you go on Sega Nerds right now, you can enter to win a Yakuza t-shirt, sir. Hooray.
Hooray for that. We were just talking about that, guys.
I know, right?
If he just clocked in.
And Worldbox, a product manufacturer of figures and other stuff, are creating a 1-6 Shenmue figure replica.
Shenmue? Explain.
Okay, so Shenmue is a beloved Sega game from the Dreamcast, which was Sega's last console.
Okay.
They made two games. They made Shenmue 1, which was for the Dreamcast. Then they made Shenmue 2, which was for the original Xbox, and also for the Dreamcast, I think. Yes, it was. I should probably know this stuff.
You should probably know this stuff. You're meant to be the Sega master. Come on now.
Okay, I'm just gonna quickly check.
15 out of 15 on that quiz, mate.
Okay, hang on. Shenmue 2. I gotta check this. I swear it's on here. Yeah, it was Dreamcast and Xbox.
There you go, you're a professional. See, indeed. I wouldn't have known that.
And after Shenmue 2 happened, fans have been asking for one for about over 10 years.
It's pretty crazy. And have they not delivered?
And then this year at E3, they announced Shenmue 3.
Oh, good on them!
The whole world went nuts.
Except for me, I was just sitting at home, just doing my own thing.
I've never actually played a Shenmue game, but I know how many people wanted this game and how excited I was for them, because people make Twitters and they're like, I've got like 5 Shenmue, like save Shenmue accounts following me.
All right.
And they often send me DMs saying, you should promote Shenmue 3. We've got to get the word out there.
I guess it's like one of those games, like, even if you haven't played it, you understand the hype around it. Like, Final Fantasy VII, even if you haven't played Final Fantasy VII, you know how anticipated that game is, and the new remake. So it's like that kind of big gaming culture thing that you know is, people are waiting for it, and even if you haven't played it, you still are aware that it's waited for, and you still get excited when it comes out. It's one of those things.
I remember I was in my most hated class ever while the Sony E3 press conference was on, which is Tech Graphics, which I absolutely despise. And so I was watching the E3 presentation during it, of course, because I wasn't going to do work. And I'm like, yeah, this is all pretty good games, yeah. And then all of a sudden, I see Shenmue 3 appear. And I literally I gasped out loud. Everyone just looked at me, and I just had to, like, try to remain cool.
I've drawn a really cool cylinder, guys! It's so cool!
But yeah, and then when I got home, I watched heaps of reaction videos. Game trailers did a live reaction sort of thing to it. And as soon as that came on, they lost their cool. It was amazing.
Yeah, I think that the best reaction videos are the ones for E3. Those are the best reaction videos because they all just get so excited. They're so into it. Some of the best reactions were for Final Fantasy VII, the remake, as I said before.
Oh, God.
Everyone was reacting to that. Everyone was crying. It was pretty great.
Speaking of Final Fantasy VII, even though this is not Sega news at all, have you heard the planning on releasing it, like,
episodic?
In episodes? Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Just release the game.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, hopefully it's executed well. If it's executed well, I guess it'll be fine, but I would honestly prefer just to be the one, like, just buy the disc, got the whole game. Like, that's what I would prefer. So, like, what would you think, like, episodic? Would they sell several discs, or would it be, like, downloadable?
It's going to be downloadable, I reckon. And then it's going to be downloadable for a exclusive for a while, I think. For, like, a couple of, four months, maybe. And then I reckon they're going to release it all on disc.
Okay. That works.
That's my guess.
Like as a special edition kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for the game. Like, I've never fully played through a Final Fantasy game. I played through a little bit of 7 on my channel, and then yes. I stopped because I was like, I'm...
Yeah. Go to Nalvis's channel where you could find his uncompleted playthrough of Final Fantasy VII among other
games. I might get back into it though. Like, I just played 5 episodes of it. Like, well, I played, like, yeah, 5 episodes, and then I was like, I'm already playing too much stuff, so I'll just finish Drawn to Life, and now I'm playing a Star Wars game, and yeah, nah. I'll probably get back into it though. Guarantee it. 100%.
100%?
It's a long game as well, apparently, so I don't want to dedicate myself to it yet. Not yet. Someday. Okay.
And the final bit of Sega news for today, Sonic Boom Volume 1 DVD coming to the UK
February 15th. Sonic Boom, that just echoes great memories for us all, right? Right, guys? Yeah.
So, yeah. The video games were terrible. The cartoon, mediocre.
Oh, is there a cartoon for it?
Yeah, that's why Sonic Boom was a thing. It's a tie-in game to the cartoon.
Oh, well that's... Okay, well that explains a lot. That explains a lot, actually.
The game is a tie-in to the cartoon, which is a tie-in to the video game.
Oh, great. It's multiple tie-ins, like a little ribbon. Like a really terrible ribbon.
That's why everyone's character was redesigned. Like, Knuckles is, like, super buff. It's because it's, like, its own, like... alternate reality sort of thing.
He's like, Knuckles is like too top heavy. Like, he's got like a really big broad shoulders and these tiny little legs, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super weird.
And Sonic is Nathan Drake with his scarf.
Oh yeah, he is. He's hipster Sonic. He's so cool.
Hipster Sonic. Hipster Sonic.
Classic black nerd comedy.
You know it.
Yeah,
I'm glad we got that. That was good.
I'm glad. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm glad it wasn't awkward.
You did.
Like, you just said a reference that I didn't understand. Like always.
So Lisa says, "I have subscribed to your channel, Nalvis."
Oh, great! Yeah, enjoy the terrible content. Nah, it's pretty good. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's actually the best content ever. You're gonna love it.
Apart from the Drawn to Life series, that's pretty mediocre.
The Drawn to Life series. Come on, now, that's the best series.
Okay.
It's the best series. It's getting repetitive now because that's the game's fault, though. The game is repetitive right now. It was pretty great at the beginning, though, because I got to create all these voices and these characters. It was great. But now I'm just like, come on, when's the game going to finish? It's the end. It's just filler right now. Like, it's seriously filler. That game is filled with so much filler. It's like, go do a mission to get a beach ball. Go do a mission to get some trees for this beach. And then the next one's like, defeat this boss. I'm like, okay, stop the darkness.
Oh god.
It's all like, it's really like, it jumps back and forth from being like, plotline to filler. It's annoying, but you know, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, speaking of YouTube, I had a video that I had planned coming out the other day. I attempted to film it about 3 times, but each time was a complete disaster, so I just gave up.
Right.
I'm gonna try again tomorrow, I feel. But then if that doesn't work, the next video is gonna be the movie commentary that goes up.
Oh sweet, yeah, the Fantastic Four commentary. That'll be fun.
Which I can't wait for at all. I am so pumped.
It's gonna be so great. Oh man. I can't wait.
So great. Hooray. Woo.
Should we move on to some more music?
I think we are, because I was just about to say that. And then when we get back, we'll be doing a little quiz to test my Star Wars knowledge.
Which is very limited knowledge. Okay, see you guys later in a bit. Yeah.
What we've got coming up next is Escape from the City, the Cash Cash remix from Sonic Generations. Enjoy.
Stay.
And welcome back to The Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was Escape from the City, the Cash Cash remix, and then after that we had No One Sleep in Tokyo from Initial D Arcade Stage. I have no idea what that game is, or where that song is from, but it seemed very catchy. Very, very catchy indeed. I'm here with my friend Nalbus. Hello, Nalbus.
Hi, how's it going? How you going, Scott?
How's it going? His name is Nalbus. Ha! You get it? Because that's your intro.
No, it's not. My intro is just whatever comes out my mouth. Sometimes I'll be like, sometimes that'll happen. Anyway, you're excited for this quiz that's coming up? We're going to test your Star Wars knowledge, because last time I was on the show, you tested my Sega knowledge, and I didn't do so well. So I'm going to get back at you and see how much you know about Star Wars. It's going to be pretty good.
Oh, God. Okay, so, we need a little bit of a jingle for this. Would you like to
We need some good, like, thinking music.
No, I mean, not figure music. I mean, like the start of the quiz music.
Okay, well, I don't know. You get some starting music, man. You think of an idea of what the starting music is going to be, and we'll get into the quiz, okay?
It's the Star Wars quiz time. Ta-da! Okay, I'll go.
That was really good.
Thank you.
That was really good. Can someone just take that bit of the podcast out, put that on repeat, upload it to YouTube, like a 10-hour version of that? Thanks. Because that was just really good, and people just deserve to hear that a lot.
Too kind.
Sweet. Okay. So do you want to get into this?
Okay, let's go. Let's test my Star Wars knowledge. Okay. Everyone in the chat, if you want to join along, please do. I'm going to head off the chat so I don't see everyone's answers, because
Like they'll know, because they're not Star Wars. They're not Star Wars know-it-alls like me. Okay, so are you ready? We're going to do 10 questions, then we're going to head to the break, and then we're going to do another 10 questions after that, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, cool. Question 1. R2-D2 was named after A.
What?
Part of George Lucas's address, Road to District 2. B. A piece of film editor's jargon meaning real to dialogue to. C. A judo throw spelt R2-D2. D. Sorry. Sony's first robots. RD-22.
I'm going to have to, because it's George Lucas and he has a big ego, I'm going to go A.
A? Okay.
A.
You're putting in A.
That's my final answer.
Question 2. What is Han Solo's call sign when he is patrolling Hoth on his Tauntaun?
Oh, God.
Okay, what's his call sign? So what do they call him? Like, his, you know how they go, like, red leader and red one and stuff. Yeah, yeah. So what's his call sign? Is it A, Echo 5?
Mm-hmm.
Is it B, Echo 7? Is it C, Rogue 5? Or is it D, Rogue 7? Echo 5, Echo 7, Rogue 5, Rogue 7.
I'm gonna go A.
Echo 5?
Yes.
Alright. Okay. Question 3. In how many languages is C-3PO fluent? Over 5 billion? Over 6 billion? Over 5 million? Or over 6 million?
I'm go C.
C?
Yes.
5 million?
5 million.
There you go. Okay, question 4. The Millennium Falcon's shape was inspired by A. A hamburger with an olive on the side.
Wait, what's the question again?
The Millennium Falcon's shape. What inspired the shape of it? So a hamburger with an olive on the side. Yum, yum. The Pentagon. A broken wooden spoon. Or Florida.
Florida, okay. I'm gonna go.
Did you just Google Florida?
No, I didn't. Why did you think I Googled Florida and not one of the other things?
Okay, true.
Well, I did Google Florida, it doesn't look anything like the Millennium Falcon. So, I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go A.
A hamburger with an olive on the side.
What was B again? What was B?
The Pentagon.
Oh, it's A or B.
A.
I'm not. A. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go A. Yeah.
A. Okay. Because you know.
No, I'm going Pentagon. Pentagon.
Oh, okay. Changing
my
mind.
That's my final answer.
Changing answer. All right. Question 5. Which of these is not considered... Wait. Which of these was not considered for the part of Han Solo? Kurt Russell? Al Pacino? Christopher Walken? Or Michael Douglas?
I'm going to go A, because I have no idea who that person is.
Kurt Russell. Yes. Kurt Russell. Okay. Question 6.
I'm so
who is in charge of the Empire's ground attack on Hoth? Grand Moff Tarkin? General Veers? Darth Vader or Captain Needs?
I'm gonna go B.
B? General Veers. Okay. Question 7. The character of Han was based on which Hollywood director? Steven Spielberg? Francis Ford Coppola? Stanley Kubrick? Or Oliver Stone?
Well, I know George and Steven are good friends. So,
they're good mates. Yes, Steven, George, they're good mates.
I'm going to go A.
You're going to go Steven Spielberg. Excuse me. Okay. Question 8. C-3PO gives Han some orders regarding the successful navigation of an asteroid field. What are the odds of doing this? Oh, God. Here we go.
1,000 to 1.
1,000 to 1.
Don't tell me the odds. Is that 1,000 to 1?
That's not even an option.
God damn it.
Okay. 3,722,331 to 1. 45,572 to 1. 4,552 to 1. Or 3,720 to 1.
Oh, god damn it.
They're very specific, aren't they?
They are. Would you be able to do that again?
3,722,331 to 1. 45,572. 4,552. Or 3,720.
I'm gonna go the last one.
You're gonna go the last one? 3,720.
Yes, to 1. Never tell me the odds. I don't know how I got 1,000.
Alright. Question 9. Every Star Wars movie has been released in which month? May, June, July, or August?
Well, that kind of just... That's not really a thing anymore, because the new one's coming out in December.
Oh, yeah, but every Star Wars movie until Force Awakens, except for that one.
I'm going to say... So what are the options again?
May, June, July, or August?
I'm going to say August, because that's the latest one. I think they'll put it more towards that sort of time.
Okay.
Okay.
Question 10. This is the final question before the break, and then we'll kind of have a bit of a chat. Question 10. When production began, the movie was entitled... The Empire and the Rebellion, Star Conflict 1. Adventures of Luke Starkiller, as taken from the journal of the Wheel Saga 1, The Star Wars. Episode 4, Luke's Destiny, or Book 1, Star Wars and the Adventures of Luke Starkiller. Sorry.
I'm gonna go B.
B?
So what was that again?
That's The Adventures of Luke Starkiller as taken from the Journal of the Wheel Saga 1, The Star Wars.
Sure, why not?
There you go. Alright, that's the 10 questions we're doing for this break. Man, you excited to see your results?
How did you think I went? Did I go alright? Did I do pretty bad?
I actually think you've done pretty decent. There are a couple of ones that I'm like, ooh, not sure about that one, but I think you're doing pretty good. Not that bad, man. Not that bad.
Great. Alpha Dog says Dog's gone, it got 0 out of 10.
He didn't get 0 out of 10. I know for a fact he didn't get 0 out of 10.
I know. Because one of them I maybe sort of looked on Google.
Hey, which one did you look up on Google?
Oh, that'd be telling.
What?
The release of the game of Star Wars. But this is, it only said the Australian date, so that might have been, it might have been something else in America.
You might have been pooping you.
Yeah,
whatever.
Which is,
I don't know.
Oh God, it's May, isn't it? God damn it.
Okay, well, we'll see you guys after this next break. What's coming next, Scott?
Well, what's coming up next is the karaoke track of the week.
Sweet!
If you tuned into Sega Mixer Drive the other week, you would have known it was the finale of the season. And to celebrate, Rexy did a little karaoke melody track, and she said I could play it for you all today, in case some of you missed it. So, I hope you enjoy it. It's a wild ride, the song is. It goes for 6 minutes, so it's quite a long one. But when we get back, we're going to be finishing off this quiz and saying goodbye to you all, so we shall see you all very soon. Bye bye.
Bye!
Mike Pollock.
Hey, this is CHM.
What up, everybody? This is Flex Style.
Hey, it's Bentley Jones.
G'day. This is Drive Master.
What's up, guys? This is Dusk.
Hey, y'all. This is Tubes McGee.
Hi, this is Ewan Harstuck.
Hi, this is Brandon Spader.
Hey, this is Malkos.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Silix here.
I'm Aptibus.
Marcus. Sparky.
Anarchy.
And we're free.
Hey, this is Lady Wildfire.
Hey, yo, this is Gigi Valentine.
Hey, it's Delonina, that's it.
This is Lara Croft standing in for the coup.
Hey, everybody, this is Superior X.
Yo, it's your boy, Sergio Danny.
Hey, this is Alex, a.k.a. Chernabug.
Greetings, Internet. This is Mike Audio.
Hey, yo, this is Alien Renegade, a.k.a. Ample Renitence.
Hey, yo, this is Metaphys. Let's go.
You're listening to Sega Mixer Drive.
Coming live every Friday night on Radio Sega.
Never mind what you're listening to, but seek. It's all about the medley. Oh, yo, yo! I like the flies, a river with the flows. Beautiful land, the photos of the stone. Can't look away from the wave us. It's too good, it's to be true. Oh yeah, my chocolate chip creams don't disappear. I hope this treat is just a dream. My chocolate chip creams don't disappear. Cola has eyes. Oh my special chocolate sundae. Sweet just like candy.
Listen to Sega Mixer Drive on Radio Sega. Froggy, where are you?
Woohoo! What is that windy and sunny day? And I can hear the faint sound and distant waves. The past weeks have been going by so fast. It's all the same, the first guy is shining sun. I have a feeling it's gonna be. Oh, it's a windy and sunny day. The many summers and many great games. Yes, it's another trouble-free day. A playground so huge with all the weather dance. Feels energetic and groovy. Everything's cool, it's excellent. Woo! Every day's a new beginning, yeah. We don't know who we're gonna meet today. The more I want them, the less can get. Keep walking forward to tomorrow, but I guess that I am happy now. Gonna set my heart free. Now I've got nothing to worry me. Come on, let's just get up. Go, 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 go. Hey big guy, hey little guy, can you tell me who came first? Sorry, but I don't. Okay, all you have to do is set a block left, right, up and down. Hey big guy, hey little guy, can you tell me what's inside? Sorry, but I don't know, we are simply natural. We present you with a gift, welcome to our special paradise. Where it all comes down to just one little thing, love.
Do, 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 do! Yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, man! Wow! Okay!
And welcome back to the voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was the Sega Mixer Drive Season 3 Live Melody by the one, the only, Rexy. Everyone in the chat seemed to love that very much, so well done, Rexy. Well done.
I especially loved it. It was great. I listened to it for like 2 seconds.
Wow,
I was like,
amazing.
Nah, this is too good for me. I can't listen to this.
Also, a big hello to our dear friends Luke and Taylor. Hi, how you going?
Hey guys.
Hi.
He wanted this to do something special for you guys, but I'm like, no, don't.
Taylor says this is the best song I've ever heard.
That's a bit of a stretch. You should have heard my song two weeks ago.
Yeah, Taylor. You should have been here 2 weeks ago. That was the best.
Yeah, that was a better song. Okay?
Yeah. That was so much better. Like, come on. Come on.
Anyway, are we going to continue with this this quiz?
We're going to continue with this quiz. We've got 10 down. We've got 10 to go. Let's do this.
Actually, got 9 to go. Do your math, mate.
Oh, soz. Sorry, mate.
Okay, so here we go. Question 11. Here we go. This is the Star Wars quiz for everyone that's just joining us. We're going to see how much Scott knows about Star Wars because a couple of weeks ago he tested my Sega knowledge and I didn't know anything. I was an idiot. So we're going to test his knowledge. So here we go. You excited?
No, I'm not excited.
Good. Okay, question 11. What was the original line David Prowse, the actor who played Darth Vader, said to Luke Skywalker during the lightsaber battle when revealing what happened to his father? Was it I Am Your Father or Obi-Wan Killed Your Father? Now keep in mind, this is not what was in the movie, this was the original line that was spoken.
Okay. So it was, is it only A or B?
It's only A or B.
It's B.
It's B. Okay. I'm actually not too, I'm not 100% sure on that one, so you might be wrong about that, who knows? I just wanted to make sure you were aware that it was actually not the line in the movie, it was the original. Anyway, question 12. Which famous scientist's eyes were Yoda's based on? Albert Einstein?
So, Isaac Newton? Someone based Yoda on someone's eye? What?
The eyes of Yoda. Yes, the eyes of Yoda were based on someone else's eyes.
Oh my god.
So was it Albert Einstein, Isaac Newton, or Sir Francis Bacon?
That sounds delicious. I'm gonna go A.
For some Sir Francis Bacon?
No, I'm gonna go A.
You're gonna go A? Albert Einstein. Alright. Excellent. Okay. Question 13. What is the name of Boba Fett's ship? Slave 1, Slave 2, Slave 3, or Slave 4? Diverse answers.
I'm gonna go the last one.
Slave 4? Okay. Yes. Okay. Question 14.
No, I'm gonna go three.
Are you gonna go three? Okay. Question 14. How many R2-D2 units were used in the film? And how many could be occupied by actor Kenny Baker? So there were 2 units, both inhabited, 4 units, 2 inhabited, 6 units, 2 inhabited, and 8 units, 2 inhabited.
So B.
Okay. B. 4 units, 2 of them were inhabited by Kenny Baker. Okay. Yes. Question 15. Which member of the cast, other than Harrison Ford, had auditioned for the role of Han Solo? So was it Mark Hamill, Billy Dee Williams, David Prowse, or Peter Mayhew? So which of those went for the role of Han Solo?
I'm going to go C.
You're going to see David Prowse. Okay. Question 16. There's only one scene in Empire Strikes Back, and indeed the entire first trilogy, that includes both Darth Vader and C-3PO. What is this? In the carbon freezing chamber? During the Battle of Hoth? Luke trading on Dagobah. Or in the asteroid?
I am going to go with Hoth.
You know, Hoth?
Yes.
Question 17, we're getting to the end of this. In which sea does Luke not hang upside down? So we're looking for a sea where he's not hanging upside down. So Is it trading on Dagobah? At the bottom of Cloud City? Captured by the Wampa Beasts? Or in the water tank? Or the Bacta tank is what it's actually called.
I'm going to go D.
A D? In the Bacta tank. Okay, question 18. Who is the only non-Jedi/Sith in the trilogy to use a lightsaber? So, we're looking for a person who's not a
Han
Jedi
Solo.
Or a Sith.
Han Solo.
So, B.
Yes.
The other options were Leia, Chewbacca, or R2-D2. R2-D2 wielding a lightsaber. Well, technically, in Return of the Jedi, he has one on him.
Shut up.
He does, and he ejects it for Luke, so that could be like a second option. Okay. Question 19. What does AT-AT stand for?
Is this the last one?
No, this is the second to last one.
Oh, okay. God damn it.
Okay. Automotive Transport Attack Tank, Attack Terrain Armored Transport, or All Terrain Armored Transport?
What was the second one again?
Attack Terrain Armored Transport.
I'm going to go C.
C. All Terrain Armored Transport. Okay. Final question. So to recap, good old Scott here has been doing okay. He's been doing pretty good, but this is the final one. This is where we find out if he truly is the biggest Star Wars fan of them all. Oh boy. Here we go. I'm gonna get that theme song, get that jingle again. Sing the jingle again.
How did it go again? I forgot.
I just make it up as you go
it's
along.
It's the Star Wars quiz time.
That's exactly how it goes. Okay, sweet. Everyone repeat that for 10 hours on YouTube again, okay? Question 20. What is the name of the creature that swallows and spits out R2-D2 on Dagobah, on the Dagobah system when Luke first meets Yoda? So we've got three options. We've got Jawa, Wumpa, or Dragon Snake.
I go Dragon Snake.
Yeah, Dragon Snake. Okay. You've answered all the questions, and we're going to see how many of them you got right. So, out of 20, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 corrects. Ding, 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 ding. Good on you.
God, Dale, so close to getting halfway.
You're so close to getting halfway, but you're less than half a Star Wars fan, and that's not good enough for me. Well, sorry.
I'm more of a Star Wars fan than you are a Sega fan.
That is true, but I don't care. Honestly. No, I'm joking. But yeah, so the ones that you do get right, some of the ones you got right include, let's have a look, see, what did you get right? So you got question 6 right, which was who was in charge of the Empire's grand attack on Hoth? It was General Veers. So good job on that one,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, great guess.
Yeah, you guessed that, okay? So you didn't actually know that.
Not at all.
Good on ya. Do you know what General Veers looks like?
It's probably an ass.
Let's Google him. Let's just Google him. General Veers. What does he look like? Let's describe him. Oh man. Oh, he's that guy from the beginning of Return of the Jedi.
How do you spell his name? Is it like views, like YouTube views?
V-E-E-R-S.
Ah, okay.
He's the guy that speaks really fast. He's like, efforts. That's that guy.
He looks like a knob.
He does look like a knob, doesn't he? There you go, that's General Views. What else did you get right? So you got, you did get the one where, the odds of navigating the asteroid field, it is 3,720 to 1. So you got that right? Correct. Was that a guess?
That was Google.
That was Google, you bastard. You bastard, mate. And you actually did get that one wrong, the release dates, it was actually May. They were all in
May. Yes.
Yep. I thought that was common knowledge. And you got question 10 right, which was the original model of the movie, which was The Adventures of Luke Starkiller, as taken from the Journal of the Wheel Saga 1, The Star Wars. So you got that one right. Good on ya. You got question 11 right, which was Obi-Wan killed your father. That's what he originally said in the movie. You got Albert Einstein. That's what Yoda's eyes were based on. So there you go.
All right then.
Eyes old Albert Einstein. And I think actually Yoda's like facial features, like the rest of his facial features, were actually based on, I think, Frank Oz, maybe? The guy who actually made it? Not sure about that. I'm not 100% sure.
He must have been really ugly.
Hey, come on now. Yoda's a cutie, okay?
Okay, if you say so.
Okay, and also, this is one that you got wrong, which I thought was just obvious. Like, I thought everyone knew this. Boba Fett's ship name was Slave One. And you said Slave 3.
I'm sorry.
I thought everyone knew that. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
That's not everyone's a Star Wars fan, are they?
Yeah, man.
Do it. And you got the last 4 right, so...
Some of us have a life.
Yeah, true.
Or some of us are majorly obsessed with Doctor Who.
Oh yeah, so you don't have a life either, so shush, mate. So he actually, you were right about him being the right side up in the back to tank. Han Solo did use a lightsaber. AT-AT does stand for all-terrain armored transports. And yes, Dragon Snake did spit out R2-D2, because R2-D2 doesn't taste very nice, does he?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know? I know.
Oh, kinky.
Hold on, what? That's not what I meant at all. Anyway, yeah, good job, Scott. You're a little bit of half a Star Wars fan. I'm proud of you. Good job.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully next time we do this quiz, I do much better.
Next time we do this quiz? We're not going to do this quiz another time. It's already been done, okay? It's been done. You're half a Star Wars fan. Anyway.
Anyway, Taylor has left. So goodbye to Taylor.
Goodbye.
So sad. She walked out as soon as we started mentioning her. So she completely missed our shout out.
She got shy.
So right. We'll give more love to Luke. So hi Luke, thank you for listening. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, Luke. bloody Luke Starkiller. Good on ya.
Indeed. So yes, next week, I have no idea what's going to happen. We may have Nalvis, we may have Gum, we may have both.
Both?
We might have two guests.
Like, the two people? That's going to be way too much, man. That's way too much.
Is it way too much?
Nah, it's not enough, actually. We need more guests. Ooh. Oh, man. It's going to be pretty hectic.
Next week, we're going to have Nalvis, we're going to have Alpha Dog, and we're going to have Gum.
I can't guarantee they'll actually be there. Actually, I might be watching Star Wars The Force Awakens for like the 50th time.
Oh, yeah, true.
Sorry!
So, we're definitely going to have Gum, and we're going to have Alpha Dog. And yes. Mikhail. And just everyone. Just bring everyone in.
Just everyone, just come and join in. We don't even need a chat room. Everyone just talk over
exactly.
each other.
We don't even need a chat room. Everyone, just come and join the show. So we're going to have no listeners, but yeah. And it's going to be an absolute mess, because everyone's going to be talking over each other.
Yep.
And I won't be able to say a word. And it's going to be 1 hour of just us talking with no music tracks.
Great. Sounds fun. Can't wait.
I regret this choice already.
So anyway, we're going to wrap up the show here, guys.
We are.
You guys can follow us at our social media links as well. I'm at Nalbus on Twitter, if you want to follow me there.
And I am at Dr. Skolnick, or at Voices Sega, and also be sure to follow Radio Sega as well.
And also stay tuned to Scott's YouTube channel for our upcoming commentaries. First one will be Fantastic Four, the new one, the crap one. Gonna be a lot of fun. Gonna be a romp.
Indeed.
Okay.
So with that, we're gonna be ending the show with a track which I haven't even chosen yet. So is there any particular song you'd like to hear? Any sort of genre you like to hear?
Just a good old Sega one, mate. Just get a Sega one. Cause that's all the songs. Let's get some rock and roll. Let's close it out with some good old rock and roll. Okay. Is there any rock and roll?
With me, the Massive Power Mix.
Oh, the Massive Power... Okay, that's the best
from
one.
From my favourite band. One of my favourite bands. Crush 40. Enjoy. Ooh. And, yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.